Title: Build to Drop Ear Candy. Using Arrangement View Advanced. Alright, let's level up your build-ups in drum and bass. This lesson is all about build to drop ear candy in Arrangement View. The micro moments that make people lean right before the drop. Reverse tails that suck you forward, stutters that feel like jungle edits, tiny pitch dives, quick throws into delay, and tension automation that opens the track up without making the drop smaller. And we're doing it the pro way. Fast, repeatable, and commit to audio friendly. Automation lanes, a couple returns, printed FX, and clean edits. Stock Ableton tools only. Before we touch anything, mindset check. Ear candy is foreground punctuation, not background wash. You're not trying to fog up the whole mix with reverb. You're trying to say one clear thing right before the drop. Pull in glitch out vacuum metallic chirp time stretch panic. Pick one main statement, then add one or two supporting details. That's how it stays hype without turning messy. Now let's set up the workflow. Open Arrangement View, and make three audio tracks. Name the first one FX One Shots. This is where you place individual hits. A vocal stab, a snare, a crash, little impacts. Make a second one called FX Print. This is where you'll record and commit your effects, so you can chop them like audio. And make a third called FX Returns if you want a dedicated place to route things, but it's optional. You can also just use Ableton's return tracks normally. Now create two return tracks. Return is long verb. Drop hybrid reverb on it. Go for a long decay, like 4 to 8 seconds. Pre-delay around 20 to 40 milliseconds, so the reverb doesn't swallow the transient. Then filter it. High cut somewhere like 6 to 10k, low cut 200 to 400. After hybrid reverb, add EQ 8 as a safety. High pass again. Maybe around 150 to 250 with a steeper slope. This return is your swell generator. Return bead is dub delay. Put echo on it. Set the timing to quarter note or eighth dotted. DNB loves dotted throws because they bounce around the groove without stepping on the kick and snare as directly. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Filter it. High pass 250 to 500, low pass 6 to 10k. Add just a little modulation, 2 to 8%, to make it breathe. Optional, but very useful. A saturator after echo, 1 to 4 dB of drive, just to give the delay some grit. Now, do the boring but pro part. Put locator markers in your arrangement. Mark build start, pre-drop, and drop. Also color the build section, about 8 bars. This sounds like admin, but it's how you move fast when you're doing advanced arrangement work. Next, tension automation, the macro layer. We're going to create a build control rack, ideally on your build group. That might be a group that contains drums, bass, music, whatever you want to open up going into the drop. Doing this on a group is safer than the master, because you're not accidentally wrecking your whole mix and then forgetting why. On that group, add auto filter. Set it to low pass, 24 dB slope. Keep drive subtle, anywhere from 0 to 6 depending on how aggressive your source is. Add utility after it for width control. Optional. Add glue compressor. Gentle settings. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 milliseconds, release auto, soft clip on. This isn't about smashing the build, it's about slightly knitting it together as tension rises. If you see more than 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, you're probably overdoing it. Now automate across the 8 bars. Auto filter frequency rising from something like 400 to 800 Hz up to basically open, like 18 to 20k. By the end, utility width rising from around 90% up to maybe 130. And quick caution. Keep low-end mono. If your build starts sounding wide but weak, you're probably widening stuff that should stay centered. Coach note here, gain staging in builds is different than drops. Builds feel exciting, because they get brighter and wider, not because they get louder. As a rule of thumb, try to keep the build peaking around -6 to -4 dBFS on the master. If you're pinning your limiter during the build, the drop will feel like it shrinks, even if the drop is objectively louder. Also, use automation hierarchy. Group-wide tension is one layer, filter and width, maybe a return kill switch. Ear candy tracks are another layer, volume, pan, sends, and clip level edits are the micro layer, fades, reverse, warp artifacts. If it feels chaotic, you probably automated the same job in two places. Cool, now let's make actual ear candy. Ear candy number one, the reverse reverb suck into the drop. This is a classic in dark rolling DNB and jungle, and it works because it literally pulls your ear into the downbeat. Pick a short sound that represents the drop. A snare, a crash, a vocal stab, even a bass stab. Place it on FX One Shots exactly on the first beat of the drop. Now send it hard into return A, the long verb. You want a big tail. Then you need that tail as audio. There are a few ways, but here's the cleanest mindset. Commit it. You can freeze and flatten, or you can record the return into FX print. If you're comfortable recording, set FX print input to audio from return so you're printing only the reverb, not your whole mix. Arm FX print, record, and capture the tail. Once you have the reverb tail as audio, reverse it. Then slide it so the end of the reverse tail lands exactly on the drop hit. That alignment is everything. If it ends early, it feels like it gives up. If it overshoots, it masks the transient. Now shape it. Put EQ 8 on that reverse tail clip track. High pass it at 200 to 400 Hz. Keep your low end clean. If it's poking harshly, notch a bit around 2 to 4K. Then optionally put auto filter on it and automate a low pass opening right before the drop, so it feels like it's unveiling the hit. Result. Vacuum pull, but controlled, not muddy. Ear candy number 2, the stutter fill. This is your jungle editor moment, and it's pure arrangement view power. Choose a build element, usually a snare build, an amen-ish top loop, or even just a hat loop. Grab a clean one bar region and consolidate it. That gives you a single chunk you can slice cleanly. Enable warp for drums. Use beat warp mode and set preserve to 1/16th or 1/8th depending on the material. Now in the last half bar before the drop, start slicing. Flit into 8th notes, then tighten it, 16ths, then 30 seconds. Duplicate tiny fragments to create a ratchet effect, like it's accelerating into the drop. And here's the DNB secret sauce, punctuation with negative space. Right before the drop, automate a utility gain down to minus infinity for an 8th note or a quarter note. That tiny stop makes the crowd feel the downbeat harder than another riser ever will. Optional edge, add redux lightly to the stutter chain. Downsample 2 to 6, bit reduction 0 to 2. The point is texture, not destruction. Ear candy number 3, pitch dive, micro tape stop vibe. We're not doing the big cheesy EDM slowdown. We are doing a short, weighted dive that makes the last hit feel like the floor disappears. Pick a one-shot impact, snare, crash, bass stab, whatever fits. Consolidate it so it's one clip, then automate clip transposition inside the clip envelopes. Draw a drop from 0 down to minus 12, or even minus 24 semitones, over an 8th note to a quarter note. Add a short reverb or a short echo tail so it feels deliberate. If you want it grittier, use frequency shifter in shift mode. Automate frequency from 0 down to minus 200 to minus 800 Hz quickly, then saturator after it to bring back weight. Key. Keep it short. DNB drops need to punch. If your dive is still happening when the drop hits, you just stole your own impact. Ear candy number 4, throws into space. This is where a vocal word, a stab, or a little horn hit suddenly blooms into delay or reverb, then disappears so the drop stays clean. Place a vocal chop or FX stab on FX one shots around bar 7, beat 3 or 4, somewhere late enough that it feels like a teaser. Keep it dry normally. Then automate the send to return B, the echo, just for that moment, from basically off to full for a split second, then back off on return B. You can automate echo feedback up slightly as you approach the drop, like 30% to 50%, to increase tension. Then do the most important part, cut the return right at the drop. Put utility at the end of return B and automate gain from 0 to minus infinity exactly on the drop. No tail allowed to smear the first snare and bass note. If you want an even cleaner, rhythmic cut, try a ducking gate style effect on the return. Auto pan set to square wave, amount 100%. Sync to 1/8 or 1/16th. Automate the auto pan amount up only during the throw. The delay breathes with the tempo instead of fogging everything. Now the advanced workflow that makes all of this faster. Resample and chop. Arm FX print. Set the input to resampling if you want to capture the full composite, or set it to audio from return A or audio from return B if you want isolated FX prints. Record 8 to 16 bars while you actively tweak. Send levels, filter openings, feedback, reverb size, whatever. Then stop recording and treat the print like raw material. Consolidate the best moments. Reverse small chunks. Add fades. Warp little bits to tighten timing. And place micro hits in gaps, especially in bar 8. A lot of the best ear candy is literally a chopped accident you commit to audio. And here's a huge pro habit. Once you like it, print it, then delete to temporary devices. Project stay light, decisions stay final, and your arrangement becomes the instrument. Now let's put it into an 8-bar blueprint you can reuse. Bars 1 to 4. Keep it subtle. Filter opens a bit, width increases a bit, maybe 0 to 1 FX event per bar. This is the setup, not the fireworks. Bars 5 to 6. Introduce a repeating motif, maybe a high pass tick, A small reverse hit or a little gated delay spec. Two events per bar is plenty. This repetition makes it feel intentional. Bar 7. Bring in the reverse reverb swell and maybe one small throw. Add a hint of stutter, but don't go full ratchet yet. Bar 8. First half. The stutter accelerates. 8ths to 16ths to 30 seconds. If you want to get fancy, add a tiny polyrhythmic twist. 2 to 4 triplet placed hits near the end. Just enough to make the brain go, wait, what? And brace for impact. Bar 8. Last quarter. Quick stop. Then reverse impact into the downbeat. Then the drop. Everything resets. Filter snaps open. Width returns to normal. Returns are muted or killed. No lingering wash. The build is busy. The drop is clear. Two extra advanced options you can use when you want to surprise people. 1. The ghost drop fake out. In the last bar, let the drums hit on beat 1, then cut to silence for half a beat. Then bring in a filtered teaser like just tops and a tiny bass preview, then the real drop hits next bar. This is insanely effective in rollers and neuro because tension is rhythmic, not just risers. 2. The telephone corridor. Right before the drop, automate a bandpass filter on the build group so it narrows into a tunnel. Move the center frequency upward in the last bar, then hard bypass at the drop. That contrast makes the drop feel huge without adding extra layers. Now, common mistakes and quick fixes. If FX tails are masking the drop transient, you need a return kill. Automate utility gain on returns to hard cut at the drop, or better, route all pre-drop FX to a pre-drop boss, and automate one kill switch there, one automation lane. Total safety. If you've got too much stereo below about 150, your drop will feel weak and facey. Keep subs mono. Use utility bass mono or mid-side EQ. This audio version is shortened for playback.